Our episode today is a continuation of the series on rocket fuels, what are called the five rules. Rule number one was about the visionary and integrator staying on the same page. Today, we're going to talk about rule number two, no end runs. Let's start today by talking about what is an end run. An end run can happen two different ways. One, you can have the visionary who goes around the integrator to another member of the leadership team and gives direction. And you can also have it the other way. A member of the leadership team goes straight to the visionary. Case number one, the visionary goes around the integrator and gives direction to other members of the leadership team. So why does this happen? There are a few scenarios. The visionary is the person who often built the company and is used to giving direction. Going around the integrator is sometimes just an accident. You know, it's a habit from when they were in the business as much as when they were on the business, if not more. If the integrator position is new in particular, it'll take some time and help from the integrator for the visionary to become more disciplined about this. You may need to remind the visionary about the rule repeatedly, which leads to the next scenario. Other times, it's a clear violation of the no-end-run rule where the visionary makes strategic decisions on the fly and communicates them directly to members of the leadership instead of communicating them to the integrator who is responsible for managing the business. Remember our discussion about rule number one, the same page meetings? Sounds like a great topic for it to me. Another scenario is there are times something happens that requires an immediate decision. The visionary's there and the visionary makes it. I mean, let's face it, in the business world, things like this are going to happen. Sometimes decisions just have to be made. The keys here are two. One, this should only happen in an emergency situation. This is not something that should be happening on a regular basis. The second part of that is the visionary must immediately communicate to the integrator what transpired so the integrator is fully informed and can follow up and make sure everything does get finalized. Case number two, a member of the leadership team goes around the integrator. Just like in case number one, there are several scenarios. For example, a member of the leadership team doesn't like the decision the integrator makes and goes to the visionary directly. This is a direct and deliberate violation of the accountability chart, and it can't be tolerated. And in this case, the visionary must push back. One of the clearest ways is for the visionary to ask the team member, what did the integrator say? And if the answer is basically, I didn't like the answer I got, then the visionary needs to make it clear, we don't do this. Or if the answer is, I haven't talked to the integrator, then the visionary needs to ask which of them is going to tell the integrator about the conversation. These steps will likely stop the behavior, but if it doesn't, the integrator then is going to have to take appropriate action with the offending team member. And also, there may be cases where a leadership team member needs an immediate decision, and for some reason, the integrator isn't available and the visionary gets involved. This must be an emergency exception and not standard practice. It has to be an emergency. That doesn't mean that because the integrator didn't respond in 5 seconds, there is an emergency. It has to be something that immediately impacts the business. It needs handled right away. End runs, whether accidental or deliberate, are bound to happen. But they must be minimized, and in no way can they be the norm. We don't do business that way. Remember that the visionary and integrator are flip sides of the same coin with two different perspectives on the world, which causes healthy tension, but end runs can absolutely wreck that relationship. Thank you for listening. Next week, we'll address rule number three, that the integrator is the tiebreaker.